Do you hear that? It's a bird. I'm standing at the window of the kitchen, overlooking the courtyard in the centre of this block of apartments here in Berlin, and I can hear a bird singing. It's quite beautiful, really. I suppose spring must be coming. What are we into? It's late February, isn't it? And maybe they're getting ready for spring, yeah? Oh, there's a few little birds up there flying under the overcast sky. And the reason I mention this is it's the fact that I haven't heard birds for so long that I notice it. And it's really quite delightful. And I was thinking this morning, actually, dear listener, about the things that we don't notice have disappeared from our life. And it's only when we're prompted do we suddenly remember them. And I think that's one of the reasons why we love travelling, because when we travel, we're reminded of things that are different to the way things are at home, and they help us to appreciate things. You know, the classic for me recently since I've been here in Berlin has been the whole experience of ice and snow. You know, an utterly unique experience for me coming from the subtropics. So I've been in awe and wonder of it because it's something that isn't the same as my world. And I've had a few comments from people to say it's been good for them to be reminded, because of my comments, of how wonderful it is. And it's helped them to appreciate what they take for granted. I was talking to my good friend Adam a little while ago, and I used a colloquial term, an Australian colloquial term that belongs to my parents' generation, but I use it from time to time. I referred to somebody as being as tough as old goat's knees. And he looked at me and he went, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, tough as old goat's knees." And then I had to explain what it means, because when you think about it, a goat, when it is grazing, drops down onto its front knees. And when an old goat has been doing that for many, many years, they're heavily calloused. It's a funny old saying from probably the turn of the 20th century, you know, out the old bushies. But I then thought about it and I thought, hang on, I remember having calluses on my knees. And now, you know, I was never grazing like a goat, but I used to have calluses on my knees because I used to go skydiving all the time. From about 17 years of age through to about 25, I was regularly skydiving. And one of the pitfalls of skydiving is you have to spend time packing parachutes. And to pack a parachute, you do it on the ground. So you spend a lot of time on your knees. You wear through the knees of jeans very quickly, and you also get calluses on your knees. And I remember all of my skydiving friends had calluses on their knees. It was just something that we took for granted. And I remember having them about the size of a large coin, these heavy calluses, because we spent hours and hours every weekend on our knees. And it just dawned on me, I don't have calluses on my knees anymore. At some stage, they went away. It's only a little thing, a tiny little thing, but I'd never thought about that. And so often we don't think about the things that have just slowly slipped away, you know, like the slim waistline, the fulsome upright breasts, the ability to run up four flights of stairs without even raising a sweat. We don't notice the slow change in both our bodies and our environment around us. You know, the fact that those old houses have been torn down and gentrification has crept in. A lot of things happen very slowly, glacially slow, and we don't notice that they've gone. And then you jump on an aeroplane and you drop yourself in a different culture, and all of a sudden there is stuff around you again, or you're having a conversation and you're reminded of something, and all of a sudden you remember. It's sometimes worth remembering the things that have gone, and travel's great for reminding you of those things. Hear the birds? I hope you can. I hope this is picking it up. Bye for now.